理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 5 I Become Free. During my first few months in the country of Lilliput, I became very friendly with the king and his people. Soon the people began to trust and like me. The mothers of the little children especially liked me, because I was very good at entertaining their sons and daughters. Often, groups of children would come to play with me. They would run up to where I sat and ask to be picked up. I would put groups of them on top of my head and allow them to play on my hair. I also let them dance on my hands and climb all over my enormous body. I believed that becoming friends with the people would help my chances of freedom, so I was careful to make friends with the important people in the Lilliputian government. Often, I would speak with two certain men who worked for the king. Their names were Flimnap and Reldrisal. Flimnap was the treasurer of the government, and Reldrisal was the king's secretary. The king himself also became my good friend. Every few days, he would come and visit me, and we would have interesting conversations. One day, the king told me that his people wanted to entertain me outside of my home. First, there was a great feast. The king's servants had prepared many hundreds of dishes for me to try. I ate tiny chickens and roasted meats, and drank many cups of delicious wine. Of course, the feasting took a very long time because I had to eat so much. Then the king told me that his people wanted to show me something special. Some of the Lilliputians practiced a very interesting sport. In this sport, some men would dance and jump on a rope that was tied high in the air between two trees. They had practiced this skill from a very young age, so they didn't fall very often. Later, I learned that this sport was not just a game. It was used to choose important men to work for the king. The king believed that the man who could jump the highest and dance the best would be a good leader, so the king would bring him to live at the palace. Then that man would be given a high position in the government. Also, sometimes the officers who already worked in the government had to play this game to prove that they had not lost their skills. I thought this sport was very dangerous, and it was true that men sometimes fell off the rope and died. Each time I saw the king, I asked him when I would be set free. One day, the king said to me, "Man Mountain, I believe that you are friendly, and I think my people can trust you. All my most important officers trust you, except one of my highest officers. I cannot let you go until all my men agree that it is safe." The king told me that the man who didn't trust me was named Skyresh Bogolim. He was one of the most important officers in the government, so his opinion was very important. I had never met Skyresh, so I did not know why he did not like me. Eventually, the other officers and the king persuaded Skyresh that I should be released. However, Skyresh said that the king should make me agree to a list of conditions first. When the list of conditions was finished, Skyresh came and read the list to me. The people of Mildendo were curious about the list, so they came to listen to Skyresh read the conditions. They wanted to hear what I would say. That day, Skyresh stepped in front of me and read the list in a loud voice.
"Our great king of Lilliput has made a decision. If the Man Mountain wants to be released, he must agree to 8 conditions. First, the Man Mountain cannot leave our country without first asking the king. Second, the Man Mountain will not enter our capital city of Mildendo without the king's permission. He must tell us 2 hours before he wants to go to the city, so that the people can hide in their homes. This is because the Man Mountain's movements are very powerful, and we do not want him to hurt anyone. Third, he must walk only on our large roads and not lie down in our fields. Fourth, he must be careful not to step on any of our people, their animals, or their homes. If he wants to pick a Lilliputian up in his hands to talk to him, he must ask that person first. Fifth, he should agree to carry the king's letters to distant lands once every month. Sixth, the Man Mountain should help Lilliput fight against our terrible enemies who live on the island of Blefuscu. He should destroy all our enemies' ships because they are preparing to attack us. Seventh, the Man Mountain should help our men to lift large stones to build buildings and walls in our great city. Eighth, within 2 months from now, the Man Mountain must measure the exact size of Lilliput. To do this, he must count how many of his footsteps it takes to walk around the island. If the Man Mountain promises to follow these conditions, he shall receive his freedom and the great friendship of our people. He will also receive enough food and wine to feed 1,720 of our people every day. I thought about these conditions for a few moments. Some of the conditions were not very respectable. I did not want to help these people fight a war. I knew that Skyresh Bogolim, not the king, had written these conditions. However, I thought it was best to agree to the conditions anyway. When a Lilliputian makes a promise to someone, the custom is to hold his right foot in his left hand and put the middle finger of his right hand on top of his head and say the king's name 3 times. I did this and then bowed to the king to show that I agreed to everything. Then Skyresh Bogolim unlocked my chains. Finally, I was free.